Welcome everybody, Shin number 759, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting question. We're in the middle of talking about what interruptions could one make between the Hamoitzi. Again, need be, l'chatchila, we don't make any interruptions. You make the Hamoitzi, you take a bite, you swallow, preferably a kazayis and so on. But the various different cases we've been talking about, in case of an oinis, somebody b'shas adchak, pressing needs, whatever, they sort of like fell in, if you want to call it, or they forgot, or this and that, so b'shas adchak, so there are various different times one could make some sort of a hefsek interruption. So we'll get back to that. I just want to talk about one interesting halacha, a lot of interesting halachas brought down in the Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. And that is if somebody shochach v'ochal v'loy beruch hamayzi, somebody forgot, right? Now we're not talking that, as we've been talking about, many of these halachas do apply to a regular bracha and eating, like, if somebody, whatever the reason is, certain halachas, I made a shahakal before I eat, I made a ha'etz before I eat. So some of these halachas do apply to all the brachas, but many of these halachas we see do apply only to hamayzi for the various different reasons, and this would be one of them. A person sits down to a meal, right, and they find, they wash, and everything is, it's, it does not love dafka Shabbos. Anytime they're sitting down to a meal, they wash, everything beautiful, made in a tilted dime and so on. Now the question is, but they forgot, they all of a sudden they started eating, they forgot to make the hamaitzi, or they thought they made the hamaitzi and they realized, oh, one second, I didn't make hamaitzi, right? I washed and everything, and then I just in the hustle bustle, if you want to call it, jumping here, jumping there, I forgot to make hamaitzi. What do I do? Can I still make the hamaitzi? And I started eating, I took a few bites, I swallowed. What should a person do at that point? So tells us the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Ches. So he says like this, Shochach v'ochal v'leiberich hamaitzi, somebody forgot, they started eating, and they washed, and they made nitzilas dam. That's not the issue. The issue right now is just the hamaitzi. I forgot to make the hamaitzi, and I realized, right? So we'll talk about, what about if somebody is not sure if they made the hamaitzi, which comes up, you know, a person that comes up a lot, a person's rushing, and one second, did I make hamaitzi, you know? So it shouldn't be like that. When a person makes a bracha, I do want to mention one thing. A person should make a bracha, in a way whereby they won't forget. When a person makes a bracha the right way, in general, you won't forget. You know, you make a shahakal, you make a eitz, you make a moizi, and you have kavana when you make it, and you try and make it slow and think about what you're saying, in general, usually a person won't forget if they said it or they didn't say it. They might know that they didn't say it, but they usually won't forget that if they said it or they didn't say it. So when somebody is not sure if they said it or they didn't say it, it's not such a good sign, so a person should be careful. Okay, but we'll see if we could get to that. We'll talk about that. So, but right now, a person, sure, good, they forgot to make, whatever the reason was, shochach v'ochav leiberich hamaitzi, they forgot to make the hamaitzi, v'im nizkar b'soich hasuda mevarich. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us straight out, if they remember the middle of the meal, make a bracha right then and there. In other words, I'm middle of eating, 5 minutes past, I ate half my roll already, I ate half of my bilkala, whatever the case is, I forgot to make hamaitzi, I'm sure I forgot to make hamaitzi, I just, whatever the reason was. So make it right then and there, make your hamoitzi. Okay, but again, as long as you still have challah to eat, you still have matzah to eat, you still have bread to eat, whatever the case is. V'imloi, says, told us the Shulchan Aruch further. V'imloi nizkar ad shegamar sudase. But now let's say, good, I finished my meal, and then I realize I'm eating, fine, we finished the meal, finished the challah, finished the bread, everything is done deal. One second, I didn't have a said hamoitzi. What do I do now? Could I say the hamaitzi after I finish eating? Then one does not make the hamaitzi anymore. It's too late. You lost it. There's no more bread. You're not eating any more challah, not eating any more bread. Okay, so now so this is a case, we're talking about basically a case where there's no machala. I don't have any more. I don't have another roll. Let's say a person's at work, for example, right? And they sit down to eat and whatever, and the person, one of the workers or somebody saying, you know, what should I do? There's that. And things come up, whatever, in the middle, and they just flat out forgot to make the hamaitzi. So while they're eating the roll, for example, they have a sandwich. So while they're eating the sandwich, they remember in the middle, so then make hamaitzi right there. But now let's say you flat out forgot. I ate my whole roll, and then I realized, one second, I forgot to make it. So then any mevarach, you don't make it again because you don't make it afterwards. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. But let's say the Ber Hativ brings down over there on the spot, the Ber Hativ brings down in Sifkat and Yud Beis, Kosov Beis says, he says, Yochel Lechel Yivarech V'yochel Mat. If you have more bread, you have more challah, good. So then make a bracha and eat a little bit more, right? So it's not a question of, do I make another bracha, do I not? You never made the bracha to begin with. So go ahead, make another bracha and eat a little bit more. You have a little bit more, go to the closet, take out another roll, or take out more matzah, take out whatever the case is. So you'll say, well, this is not part of my original bracha, but the bracha was never made, right? Obviously, so that's not an issue. So you make a bracha and eat a little more. So if a person has more, like we said, make a bracha and eat a little bit more. If a person doesn't have more, so then you don't make another bracha once you've finished. So just real quickly to go through the Mishnah Berurah. He says a person's eating in the middle of the Suda. It could be lav dafka, it could be a big Suda. Again, Suda could be a roll, it could be a tuna fish sandwich, right? During the week. It's we're not talking about Shabbos over here. We're talking about a general case. Shabbos usually people don't forget. It's during the week when things come up. You know, things come up. Person's on the phone taking care of things, this and that. And it could be that they just flat out forgot. So he says, Al-Mashi Yoch says, Mishibur Sifkat Memzain, Al-Mashi Yoch Alachakach, make the bracha on what you can finish eating, as long as you have some sort of bread left over. The Chibishvil She'ochel Ad Ata B'li Bracha, Yachsav Yoch B'li Bracha, right? He brings that from the Gemara, that just because you ate until now without a bracha, you should continue eating without a bracha. No, make that mighty and continue eating, that's all. Then he finishes off, just to finish off, today's shir, he finishes off in Sifkat Mem Ches. He says, so fine, I finished my roll, I have nothing else. What do I do now? And I just realized I forgot to make Hamaitzi. Then he says, don't make, the Mechaba says, don't make a Hamaitzi. Shabir, it says, Mishabir in Sifkat Mem Ches. Shabir Ches Hanenen, right? A Birch Hanenen, meaning the bracha you make before you eat, Hu Kishar Birch Ches HaMitzvah. It's like any other mitzvah. She'ein Mevorchen Aleim Ela Oivelasiyas and Veloy Achakach. You make it before you eat and before the mitzvah, before the eating, and not afterwards, right? Birchas Hanenen. Afterwards is a separate bracha. By bread is benching, right? And the benching has nothing to do with the first bracha. If let's say I want to, you know, say that straight out. If somebody, let's say, flat out forgot, they ate a roll, they ate more than the kazayas, they ate a whole roll or whatever, and then I realize if I forgot to make the mitzvah, you have no more bread, nothing else. You still have to bench. You still have to bench. It's not even an issue, right? A person still has to bench. So that's the issue. In other words, the bracha we show you, the first bracha and the after bracha is not really connected in that aspect. Okay, so then let's just finish off. So he says, Ella imkein hi mitzvah she efshar levarcha le'ovelas yasim. Okay, so like we know by Netil Sidaim, we have that we make it afterwards. First we wash and then we make the Netil Sidaim before we dry the hands. But that's we spoke about in the past because a person's hands might be dirty, they might not be able to say the bracha. Okay, it's a separate reason. But otherwise, in general, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha before you eat. Miu im efshalei lechel, not like he ends off. If you're able to get more bread from somewhere, more matzah, more challah, something, if you have more, or you're able to get from somewhere, so toiv shevar chamaitzi v'yoichal. Obviously, so then make the chamaitzi, and don't just say, well, I finished eating, so I'm done, I'll close up shop, I forgot to make, what am I going to do? No, try and get some more bread, toiv shevar. Try and make a hamaitzi and eat some more bread, more challah, roll, matzah, whatever it is that one could get. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Bracha Kol Tov.